Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here we are on a trip to Fairyland. I travel all over the world and sit on the bedside tables of children all over the world, and adults too, telling the stories of all the wonderful things that I have experienced in my travels. Well, I've been traveling to Fairyland. And do you know what Fairyland is all about? Fairyland is the land of imagination, the land of dreams, the land of sort of wishful thinking, but wishful thinking realized in a picture form. And in this Fairyland, many wonderful things take place. In this Fairyland, I get to see all the children of the world, because the children are the greatest proponents of Fairyland. They are the ones who like to dream uninhibitedly. They like to dream, and they like to have in their mind all of the wonderful thoughts that are reality, not possibility, they're reality. These thoughts are thoughts that we think would be interesting if they were, and be unusual if they were, but for children, they are reality. Fairyland is a place where every child has his dream realized. Now, we say, some of these dreams are kind of strange. Well, I'd like to say here that some of these dreams are where the adults get in the way. When the adults get in the way of children's dreams, they put certain adult attitudes on them. And they put morals on them. And they put all sorts of strange creatures on them. Ghosts and goblins and ugly people and good people and people who are mean and people who are loving. You see, they put the whole gambit there. But children don't do that. Children see all creatures, all beings, as whatever they are, lovely and accepting. They don't look at them as being bad or good. They just look at everybody being what they are and being what you might say is good. Okay. If the teachers, if the students, and if the classes around the world would allow for this, great and wonderful magical experiences would take place for everybody. Well, the dreamland, the fairyland that I was visiting, was a fairyland where all of the children were living their dreams, were living their imagination. And as they lived their imagination, all of the people around them became so drawn up into this imagination that it just made them all so excited and so happy. This girl, Henrietta, and Henrietta was playing with her dolls. And then she said to her dolls, "All right, dolls, now I would like you to sing me a song." So, with one accord, all of her dolls sat there and sang. And they animated, their faces were animated, their hands and their arms and their legs were animated as they sang and jumped up and down and did beautiful things. And they sang a song for Henrietta. And the song was, "I'm alive as a thought in your mind. I'm alive as a thought in your mind. I'm alive as a thought in your mind, in your mind. I'm alive as a thought in your mind." And all of the dolls were dancing and singing around Henrietta. And Joel and Henry came walking into the room and saw all these dolls dancing and singing. And they said, "Henrietta, what's going on here?" And Henrietta said, "I'm alive as a thought in your mind. I'm alive as a thought in your mind. I'm alive as a thought. I'm alive as a thought. I'm alive as a thought in your mind." Well, Henrietta, what does that mean? Joel and Henry, I tell you, it means this. When I have thoughts in my mind about anything at all, it is that way. Now, did you see my dolls dancing? Yes, how wonderful. You going to teach me how to do it? I just did, Joel. I taught you I'm alive as a thought in my mind. Oh, well, sure. When I play with my toy soldiers and cowboys and Indians, I guess they're alive as a thought in my mind because they're marching and they're walking, but I never saw them doing it like you here. My goodness, like you working with these wonderful creatures. Goodness sakes, it's so wonderful. Yes, yes, that's true, Joel, that's true. And it'll work for you that way too. But I really don't believe it, Henry said. I think that we should really be more realistic about this. We should really be a little more natural about this. We shouldn't have such fantasies like that. And Joel and Henry the other said, oh, I do. I think we should have all the fantasy we can get, because that's our fairyland. That's our dreamland. That's our land of magic and our land of wonderment. And Henry says, well, I never was able to do it. Well, of course you can't do it, Henrietta said. You can't do it because you don't do it. You don't let go and let it happen. It's not a matter of believing. It's a matter of getting excited about it and getting involved in it and living in the fairyland and having fun when you're in the fairyland. And Henrietta went on and told Joel and Henry, it's up to you to know that you're alive as a thought in your mind, whatever it is. Now, Henry, do you ever dream and have dreams of wonderful things? Oh, yes. Well, that's the same thing, Henry. But you see, Henry, I have my dreams alive in front of me, and I have my dreams right going on where I am, and I think that's wonderful. Well, I would say that's wonderful too, Henry said. One day, maybe. Henry, did you see the dolls dancing when you came in the room? Yes. Well, that should be proof enough, huh? Oh, Henrietta, you're so reasonable. No, I'm not reasonable, Henry, I just plain do it. She's right, Joel said. She's right. You know, if you'd just stop being so, oh, I don't know what the word to use for it, but you're just too much ordinary. I am not, said Henry. Yes, you are, said Joel. But, Henrietta said, but let's play. Let's just have fun. Would you like to see my dolls dance again? Oh, yes. And so Henrietta said, okay, dolls, sing me some songs. And so the dolls sang songs for Henrietta. Oh, boys and girls, time runs short on us, and it's time now to get into bed and to have happy dreams. And there comes the Sandman. He's going to put pixie dust all over you so that you have happy dreams and wonderful thoughts about the wonderful world you live in. Time in bed now. Grab your mommy and daddies and give them all a big hug and a big kiss and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And take your puppy dog and put him on the floor in his basket in his bed there and say, nighty night. And then have happy dreams. And I'll see you another time. This is Mr. Candle wishing you all a lovely night and say, I love you. I love you. I love you.